Joining me on the call today is Ron Warrington, Pivotal's Chief Financial Officer. Let's jump right in. Today, we will cover Pivotal's first half 2022 results for the six months ended 30 June 2022, my first as CEO since my commencement on the 1st of June 2022. Please note that all figures today on today's call are expressed in U.S. dollars unless otherwise indicated. I trust that you have a copy of Pivotal's half-year investor presentation or are following our broadcast online, where we will transition the slides directly for you. I now draw your attention to slide two, our legal disclaimer, as today's conference call and webcast contain certain forward-looking statements. I should also reiterate to investors that our financial results today are presented in U.S. GAAP and not IFRS, consistent with our change in accounting standard announced to the market in December 2021. Full details of our financial results are provided within the Appendix 4D as lodged with ASX this morning. Next slide. Pivotal is a leading provider of innovative gas flow control solutions, which are integral in the production of semiconductor devices. We provide high-performance gas flow controllers, called GFCs, for both integrated device manufacturers, called IDMs, and semiconductor process equipment companies, called OEMs, participating in the global semiconductor industry. Pivotal's GFCs are the fastest and most accurate flow controllers in the world. This speed and precision enable device manufacturers to produce more product at higher yields while also allowing process equipment to operate more efficiently with a lower total cost of ownership. Our products are used in all types of semiconductor factories to include memory, logic, and foundries, and can be deployed across all types of process applications to include plasma etch and deposition. Our technology is covered by a number of issued and pending patents across the globe, and our patented technology within our GFC architecture will enable manufacture of the next generation semiconductor devices. Our global installed base stands at approximately 68,000 units and growing, and the majority of our revenues are derived from the sale of our GFCs to OEMs who operate within the multi-billion-dollar wafer fabrication equipment market. This market is forecast to exceed $100 billion in 2022, according to the SEMI estimates. Turning to slide four to our leadership structure. This team has many decades of experience within the semiconductor and technology-focused sectors. John Hoffman, who you all know, has transitioned to the Executive Chairman role at Pivotal from the 1st of June 2022 and will retire on 31 December 2022. I was appointed as Chief Executive Officer and Executive Director effective the 1st of June 2022. As investors may recall, Dr. Joe Monkowski retired from the board following the Pivotal AGM last May to remain focused on his duties as President and Chief Technology Officer. Cam Worsham, who joined Pivotal Systems from Lam Research, is our Head of Worldwide Operations. Cam has held various management roles at Applied Materials and Lam Research and has over two decades of experience within operations, engineering, manufacturing, and materials functions. In August 2022, we welcomed John Arima as VP of Global Sales and Marketing. John has over 30 years of semiconductor and technology sector experience, having recently served as a director of the global semiconductor accounts at Brooks Instruments. John is a welcome and valuable addition to the Pivotal team. Slide five provides investors with a timeline of our company and the progress we have made to date. Our resolute focus for over a decade has been on developing and marketing next-generation gas flow, enabling advances in semiconductor etching and deposition to now include atomic layer deposition, or ALD. Although 2022 has thus far proved challenging for Pivotal Systems due to persistent downstream volatility triggered by OEM supply chain synchronization issues, Pivotal continued with our 100% on-time delivery to commit through the first half of 2022. Fundamentally, the secular growth of WFE remains strong, but our earnings have been materially impacted by these recent bottlenecks, which our CFO, Ron Warrington, will discuss in more detail. Turning to slide 6, which highlights our sales, technical, and manufacturing footprint across the globe. Our three core functions are strategically located to serve key markets and customers, including product partnerships in Korea, China, and Thailand. Additionally, we have our Korean Upgrade and Repair Center, which principally carries out retrofit work for IDMs and installed Pivotal GFCs. This segment continues to provide Pivotal with an annuity style of revenue and has shown a solid growth trajectory historically, although growth moderated in the first half, basically be on par with the prior corresponding period. All of our software development and R&D is conducted and securely held in Pivotal's headquarters located in Fremont, California. Turning now to slide 7, which demonstrates where gas flow controllers sit within the semiconductor chip manufacturing process. Pivotal Systems manufactures a variety of different GFCs, which are application dependent, but most notably for etch or deposition processes. Pivotal's mix, while still prevalent in etch applications, saw an added mix of atomic layer deposition, cleans, and chemical vapor deposition, or CVD, high flow applications in the first half of 2022. The company's high temperature GFC products in particular have shown continued sales growth with a leading Japanese OEM, with a second OEM now actively ordering the product. Our advanced atomic layer deposition product development, that project continues test and evaluation with a leading Japanese original equipment manufacturer. These products are then incorporated into specialized wafer fabrication equipment tools, which contain approximately 100 individual GFCs in each tool. These major OEMs would be Tokyo Electron, Applied Materials, Lam Research, SEMES, and AMEC. The OEMs then sell these tools to the semiconductor integrated device manufacturer, who installs a multiple of tools, which has a compounding effect on the total requirements of GFCs, which can number in the thousands in a single fab. Going deeper, a stronger share of the WFE market spend in 2022 is forecast to be going to foundry and logic, and there may be a contraction in memory WFE spending. Note that memory is an important and largest served segment for Pivotal. We are watching memory IDMs carefully as their WFE installation timelines are impactful to Pivotal's revenue. Some of the deferred spending will carry into 2023, particularly with technology spending. Turning now to slide 8 on the competitive landscape and sustainable advantages. Our main competitors within the GFC market tend to be analog mass flow controllers, or MFCs, which are typically thermal or pressure-based platforms and cannot auto-calibrate, as is the case with the Pivotal digital GFCs. In contrast, Pivotal's GFCs are a digital device with positive positional control technology with advanced machine learning and therefore zero drift. This results in our devices performing with increased accuracy and greater productivity, as well as having the fastest turn on and turn off in the industry, which further optimizes production. Our GFCs serve low flow, high flow, and high temp applications for many chip manufacturing applications. We see one of our major competitive advantages to be our completely digital, controllable flow profiles, which can mimic any existing mass flow controller, Moreover, we can customize the pulse in any flow profile, even down to 10 milliseconds. The net effect of our product advantages is basically yield improvements and efficiency across our IDM customers. Pivotal continues to invest in the research and development with expenditures of $3.2 million recorded for the first half of 2022. Turning to slide 9, the semi trend, it's important to note, which I showed on slide 7, how the construction of fabs by IDM drives demand for capital equipment from the OEM, who represent about 80% of Pivotal's revenue mix. 20% of Pivotal's revenue mix is from the IDM retrofit market. Each fab has a 2+ year construction timeline and costs between $7 to $14 billion to complete. Importantly, each fab contains an installed base of 75,000 GFCs, which makes fab construction metric an important indicator of Pivotal demand. Unfortunately, due to supply bottlenecks at the OEM level particularly, some delays are noted, which has in turn impacted Pivotal's first half revenue. During COVID and the resulting supply chain constraints, coupled with geopolitical tensions over Taiwan, we have seen a number of initiatives from the U.S., Japan, China, Korea, and the European Union to increase domestic semiconductor manufacturing capacity. These measures are now expected to exceed over $650 billion. Very recently, the U.S. Congress passed the CHIPS Act, which includes $52 billion in domestic semiconductor manufacturing subsidies aimed to encourage chip manufacturers to build fab plants on American soil. This level of financial commitments will undoubtedly transform the domestic landscape in the U.S., where Pivotal remains strong with domestic and IDM relationships that could potentially benefit our business in future years. As fabs are constructed, followed by equipment orders and installations that enhance that technology or even add additional capacity to the fabs. There's no doubt the semiconductor capital equipment market is in a multi-year secular growth phase with 3-year CAGR of 19% recorded. This level of growth is unprecedented in the industry, but has come at some cost, with OEM component shortages impacting OEM shipments, coupled with supply chain synchronization issues with the IDM tool installation schedules. We are closely watching semi forecasts as well as WFE spend leading indicators. Moving to slide 10, our financial highlights. Pivotal recorded for the period U.S. $9 million, a decrease of 35% from first half 2021, which reflected industry-wide downstream supply chain volatility at the OEM and downstream to the IDM. This volatility was largely triggered by OEM component shortages impacting their system shipments, coupled with supply chain synchronization issues with the IDM tool installation schedule. The reduction in first half revenue, driven by lower volumes of shipped GFCs to principally the OEM customers, significantly impacted our gross margins, which turned negative for the half. Ron will provide an update on the drivers of our margins shortly. We did see an improvement in our new orders by 9.1% over the PCP to $10.8 million, and our backlog of confirmed orders not yet shipped was 48.7% higher. In addition, there was an expansion of our ordering customer base to 42 versus 38 in the prior period. The company reported EBITDA loss was $9.1 million, and our net loss after tax was $9.8 million. We hold $6.2 million in cash as of the 30th of June. Turning to slide 11, although the first half was disappointing for the business, as I mentioned, we did see an improvement in our new orders and backlog, albeit backlog was a function of deferred shipments. We have not experienced canceled orders. We maintained industry-leading lead times and 100% on-time delivery of GFCs for the first half, where our peers are seeing delays of up to 6 months in their delivery schedules. Our service revenue was stable from our installed base, which has grown to approximately 68,000 units from 65,000 at FY21 end. We continue to make solid progress with our advanced atomic layer deposition product development projects with a leading Japanese original equipment manufacturer. Offsetting these positives were clearly the supply chain constraints, which increased lead times from our suppliers, resulted in significant price increases from our suppliers, and has heightened risk for our business, despite a favorable secular growth trend overall for WFE. I would like to now turn the call over to Ron Warrington to walk you through our financials in more detail. Please go ahead, Ron.
Thank you, Kevin. On slide 12, in terms of our mix, our OEM to IDM split was 80% OEMs, 20% IDM. This is consistent with the prior period and reflects the higher demand from equipment manufacturers for Pivotal's products versus the retrofit market, the IDM level. Although still a small component of our overall sales mix, our high-flow GFC sales were up significantly in the first half of 2022 versus the first half of 2021. As Pivotal improves position in chemical vapor deposition or CVD applications. The company's high temperature GFC products in particular have shown continued sales growth with the leading Japanese OEM, with the second OEM now actively ordering product. Slide 13 summarizes the financial metrics achieved by Pivotal for the first half of 2022 financial year. Pivotal recorded a 35% decline in revenues to $9 million from the prior corresponding period, driving our gross profit to negative $0.6 million for the half. I'll talk to our margin profile in more detail shortly, as there were a number of impacts seen during the period. As Kevin mentioned, our new order rate showed an improvement over the PCP to $10.8 million, and backlog grew. Total operating expenses for the first half of 2022 of $9.2 million were up 31% versus the prior corresponding period. The company continued to invest in R&D with expenditures of $3.2 million, which were flat versus the prior corresponding period. Sales and marketing expenditure of $1.7 million in the first half of 2022 were flat versus the prior corresponding period. One-time charges affecting general and administrative expenses were related to the closure of a Pivotal international entity, as well as higher professional fees associated primarily with substantial accounting and legal fees. Our EBITDA loss was significantly higher than the PCP at $9.2 million. As Kevin mentioned, our cash position at the 30th of June was $6.2 million. In February, the company completed a pro rata accelerated non-renounceable entitlement offer, which raised approximately $10.5 million gross. In addition, the company has $1.8 million in unused financing facilities available at the 30th of June Bridge Bank. It's important to note that Pivotal has significantly reduced our operating expense run rate as we commence the second half in response to the revenue volatility we are currently experiencing. We expect these measures, coupled with an improved margin profile in the second half and inventory roll-off to release cash into operation, we'll see an improvement in our financial performance. Turning to slide 14 on gross profit margins. Gross margins were significantly impacted by lower revenues, cost inflation, and purchase price variances in the supply chain. Our quarterly margin profile shows the trend from negative 4.6% gross margin in Q1 to negative 7.3% gross margin in Q2, delivering an overall negative gross margin performance of 6.2% for the half. This was disappointing and significantly impacted our overall financial performance. As we mentioned in Q1 and Q2 investor calls, our gross margins were negatively impacted by lower volume, reduced overhead absorption, purchase price variances associated with procuring high demand integrated circuit components, supply chain inflation, and non-cash charges. For the half, non-cash inventory charges cut the company's underlying gross margin performance by 13.3% of absolute margin, with Pivotal's pro forma first half 2022 gross margin of 7.6%, or 34.1% reported first half. I'll now hand the call back over to Kevin. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. Now, turning to slide 15, I just wanted to remind investors that our overall corporate strategy is unchanged from our 2021 financial results. WFE is a large growing market. We continue to grow our installed base, which in turn will progressively drive a higher level of recurring revenue streams for the business. Although 2022 so far has proven challenging for Pivotal, our overall group corporate strategy remains. As a company, we plan to increase market share, increase our IDM customers, maintain and increase high barriers to entry for competitors via products that are highly differentiated, and maintain or increase our competitive advantage. Turning now to our summary and outlook. There is no question that downstream volatility and uncertainty in the delivery timing had a dual effect on our financial performance for the half, with higher input costs through product manufacture and then deferrals in product shipment impacting recorded revenue. Keep in context, Pivotal has successfully managed upstream supply challenges, mainly attributable to the global shortage of semiconductor chips used in the manufacture of printed circuit board assemblies used in GFCs throughout the supply chain. The company expects an improvement to gross margin and an increase in shipments in the second half, but forward visibility remains clouded at this point in time, and as a result, Pivotal will not be providing FY22 revenue guidance to the market. We are also carefully managing our costs and preserving our cash, noting the challenges we have articulated on today's call. Slide 17 provides a snapshot of the business. Suffice to say, we are extremely disappointed with the share price performance of the company in the last 6 months. And we'll work hard in the coming period to restore confidence to our investors with an improved financial performance and cost-based discipline. That now concludes the formal presentation. I'd like to hand over the operator for the question and answer session.
Jim, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. We'll just pause momentarily to see if any questions enter the queue. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone if you wish to ask a question. Your first question comes from Nicholas Sundich with Pitt Street Research. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a couple of questions. The first of which is reading toward the end of the report, it is implied that the company may well, you know, need capital in the near term. Is that just a general statement, or might there be a specific requirement in the next 12 months or so? Or do you anticipate that in the next 12 months or so that industry conditions will improve so that it may not be required?
Well, we've our forward look for the next 12 months indicates that we are in reasonably good shape, but we will have to, you know, defer to, you know, how the market unfolds. So it's kind of a general statement at this point. We have no plans currently to raise money. We think we're okay, but we're gonna, you know, watch closely, and we're managing expenses and, you know, we keep all options open as we look forward and depending on how the industry unfolds.
Okay. And the second question was related more to the more broader industry conditions. I know it's anyone's guess, but I mean, it seems to we all hope that supply chains will, you know, gradually improve. Obviously, it is anyone's guess. Although is I guess the ability of the company generally to operate as a contingent on things improving, or do you anticipate that potentially the company could find ways to be able to overcome certain supply chain issues, such as through alternative supply chain pathways?
Thank you for the question, Nicholas. We've all seen these supply chain challenges for now coming up on 2 years, and that's also compounded by the challenges presented with COVID and the pandemic. What we've seen is a gradual worsening in this supply chain crisis with respect to purchase price variance on the electrical components that go into the boards. What we've seen is the general scarcity of certain components driving costs on those components to be upwards of 100 times what their standard price would be. As a result of that, what Pivotal has looked at is what can we not only do to source, but what can we also do in the design of our products? This particularly is important for future products, to minimize dependencies on these particular components that seem to be so overpriced. If we look at the boards that we have inside our devices, and let's just say there's a couple of hundred of components on the inside, it comes down to between three and five every quarter that continue to be a persistent challenge. In our future products, we've looked to design those out. In the current products that we're shipping today, due to copy exact, we don't have the ability to just simply eliminate or replace a product, although there are certain deviations that we have gone ahead and requested through the OEMs to help alleviate this cost pressure that we feel as we go ahead and integrate with these very expensive components that exist in the marketplace. Now, this has been a challenge for years. It has gotten particularly worse in 2022. Given the dynamics that we're all hearing about with the chip inventories of many different kinds, we expect this will improve. However, your guess is as good as mine as to when that actually takes effect. We're hoping that in the next few quarters, we see a lessening pressure on the supply-demand imbalance, and that leading to more favorable pricing for these overpriced components, bringing us back to what I would call somewhat more normal type of cost of goods sold.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicholas.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. I'll now hand back to Mr. Hill for closing remarks.
Thank you, operator. I wish to thank everyone for joining the call today and for your questions, Nicholas. We look forward to updating the market with our progress during the remainder of the 2022 financial year. Goodbye for now. Look forward to the next session.